Shepherd, his first meeting with his arch-enemy, the most high and murderous chief of the outcasts, and the terrible secret of the treasure of Grimbeard the Ghastly. 1. Sword Fighting at Sea, Beginners Only. Thor was seriously annoyed. He had sent a mighty summer storm to claw up the seas around the bleak little Isle of Berk. A black wind was shrieking across the wild and angry ocean. Furious thunder boomed overhead. Lightning speared into the water. Only a madman would think it was the kind of weather for a pleasant sail. But amazingly, there was one ship being hurled violently from wave to wave, the hungry ocean chewing at her sides, hoping to tip her over and swallow the souls aboard and grind their bones into sand. The madman in charge of this ship was Gobber the Belch. Gobber ran the pirate training program on the Isle of Berk, and this crazy voyage was, in fact, one of Gobber's lessons. Sword fighting at sea, beginners only.
"Okay, you drippy lot," yelled Gobber,
a 6.5-foot hairy, muscle-bound lunatic, with a beard like a ferret having a fit and biceps the size of your head.
"Put your backs into it, for Thor's sake. You are not an ickle-pretty jellyfish. Hiccup, you're rowing like an 8-year-old. The fat bit of the oar goes in the water. We haven't got all year to get there," etc., etc.
Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III gritted his teeth as a big wave came screaming over the side and hit him full in the face. Hiccup is, in fact, the hero of this story, although you would never have guessed this to look at him. He was on the small side and had the sort of face that was almost entirely unmemorable. There were 12 other boys struggling with the oars of that ship, and practically all of them looked more like Viking heroes than Hiccup did. Wartyhog, for instance, was only 11, but he already had a fine crop of bubbling adolescent pimples and a personal odour problem. Dog's Breath could row as hard as anybody else with one hand while picking his nose with the other. Snotlout was a natural leader. Clueless had ear hair. Hiccup was just absolutely average. The kind of unremarkable, skinny, freckled boy who was easy to overlook in a crowd. Beneath the rowing benches, 13 dragons were huddled. One for each boy. The dragon belonging to Hiccup was much, much smaller than the others. His name was Toothless, an emerald-green commoner garden dragon with enormous eyes and a sulky expression. He was whining to Hiccup in dragonese.
"These Vikings get crazy. Toothless got salt in his wings. Toothless sitting in a big cold puddle. Toothless hungry. Feed me."
He tugged at Hiccup's trousers.
"Toothless need their food now."
Dragonese was the native tongue of the dragons. I have translated it into English for the benefit of those readers whose dragonese is a bit rusty.
Only Hiccup could understand this fascinating language.
"I'm sorry, Toothless," Hiccup winced as the boat plunged maniacally downwards on the back of another monstrous wave. "But this is not a good moment."
"Thor only knows," yelled Gobber, "how you useless lot got initiated into the tribe of the hairy hooligans. But you now face 4 tough years on the pirate training programme before you can truly call yourselves Vikings."
"Oh, great," thought Hiccup gloomily.
"We will begin with the most important Viking skill of all, sword fighting at sea."
Gobber grinned.
"The rules of pirate sword fighting are... there are no rules. In this lesson, biting, gouging, scratching, and anything else particularly nasty all get you extra points. The first boy to call out, 'I submit,' shall be the loser."
"Or we all drown," muttered Hiccup, "whichever is the sooner."
"Now," shouted Gobber, "I nominate the first boy as Dog's Breath the Durbrain. Who's gonna fight him?"
Dog's Breath the Durbrain grunted happily at the thought of spilling blood. Dog's Breath was a mindless thug of a boy, with hairy knuckles that practically grazed the ground as he walked, and mean little eyes, and a big ring in his flared nostrils made him look like a bristly boar with a bad character.
"Who shall fight Dog's Breath?" repeated Gobber the Belch.
10 of the boys stuck their hands up with cries of, "Ooh, sir, me, sir, please, sir, choose me, sir," wildly excited at the thought of being smooshed into a pulp by Dog's Breath the Durbrain. This was predictable. That's what most hooligans were like. But what was more surprising was that Hiccup also leapt to his feet, shouting, "I nominate myself, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III. This was unusual, because while Hiccup was the only son of Chief Stoic the Vast, he was not what you might call naturally sporty. He was nearly as bad at bashy ball,